Joining me now is retired U.S. Army Major General Robert Scales. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Could you please describe for us how the military offensive in Fallujah is likely to unfold?
Well, they're going to do several things. The first thing is, as Ann just mentioned, is to establish an airtight seal, if you will, around the city. The last thing the Marines want is to fight their way into the city only to find the enemy gone. The second is to, as she said, prep the battlefield. The use of artillery and aircraft dropping relatively small bombs to try to take out very discreet, very surgical targets in the city, such as command and control, ammunition supply points, and enemy points of resistance. And then the final point is will be a very violent, very quick attempt to move into the city and capture sort of the citadel of the city. That's the inner part of the city where most of the enemy is preparing his defenses, to take that down very quickly, and then using the Iraqi army and National Guard principally to move out and attempt to sort of clear the rest of the city of those insurgents who remain in place willing to fight.
Well, when the Marines finally do get into the city, what kind of combat do you expect? And since you've mentioned the Iraqi forces, what would be, in theory, the relationship between the two forces?
Well, the Iraqi forces are autonomous, but they're attached to, in this case, a Marine regiment. In other words, they respond to the orders of the Marine commander, but they're under their own separate Iraqi chain of command. And the fighting in the city is going to be, on occasion, very intense. It's, as you know, the city, the outer part of the city is fairly open and modern. The inner part of the city, the streets tend to get very narrow, and the walls of the structures in the city are very thick, making ideal points of defense for the enemy. So at times, I think the fighting will be very intense. At other times, the Marines will pull back and use their superior firepower to reduce the enemy resistance rather than, you know, sort of going in and fighting the enemy door to door.
Well, the inner part of the city, the old part of the city, does sound like an ideal situation for insurgents to disappear. How organized are them? Or will that be one of their tactics?
Renee, I think you hit on the critical point. The whole purpose of this assault is to break the back of the enemy resistance and principally to attempt to capture the foreign fighters who are the ones who are sort of leading the defense, commanding the defense inside the city. So it's very important as they close in on the city to maintain that airtight seal and to prevent particularly the leadership from escaping from the city as it begins to look like the city's about to fall.
Well, do we know how many insurgents there are in there?
Not exactly. The estimates I've heard range from about 2,600 to about 3,000, perhaps slightly more. Even though the Marines have attempted to establish an airtight seal, there's still some coming and going inside the city, and because it's almost impossible, a city that size, originally almost 300,000 people, to completely seal it off. But as the forces collapse inside the city, the insurgents are going to find it more and more difficult to escape.
Well, just very briefly, Ann said that Iraqi soldiers had deserted in large numbers already this weekend. How important will that be for this battle?
You know, Renee, that is, to me, that is the principal unknown and the critical element in this campaign. Ultimately, the Iraqis themselves are going to have to take over this war. And if what Ann says turns out to be the case, frankly, that's very disturbing because, you know, the great unknown in this war is how good the Iraqis are and how many Iraqis are willing to stand up and fight against the insurgents. That's sort of the $64,000 question.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Robert Scales, who has in the past been a consultant for NPR News.